Well, hello there, and welcome to my almost midlife crisis. I'm your host, Jennifer Mathis. This podcast is about getting older, but still feeling young. Well, most of the time. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It's that time of year that you either look forward to or you kind of dread a little bit. Either you're cuddled up with a loved one or you're getting drunk at a bar with your girlfriends, trying not to think about why you don't have a date. Or maybe you're celebrating that you don't, which good for you. With all the hoopla surrounding Valentine's Day, it may surprise you that millennials are considered the more extravagant Valentine's Day spenders than our older cohorts. We spend 40% more on average than baby boomers. So whether you have a date this year or not, this one's for you. Valentine's Day. It's that time of year where the expectations almost never match reality. That time of year when you're bombarded with advertisements to buy flowers and jewelry, maybe fancy dinners, even trips, whatever you may get. But no matter what you do, just don't forget your Valentine. Like, that's always the tagline. Like, don't forget your Valentine. Like, talk about pressure. I have always had this love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day. On one end, I see the day as it's just a time when society has decided that it meant something and for marketing to take advantage of to guilt you into spending money to prove your love for someone. And maybe that all sounds really cynical, but it's kind of true. You don't need a day to show someone you care about them. In fact, if you only show someone you care about them for one day a year, my guess is that they're not going to be around next Valentine's Day. But that's like my left-brained, logical, slightly cynical side talking, okay? On the other end, my right-sided, romantic, optimistic side kind of likes it. I like that there's a day dedicated to showing someone you care about them, and I don't really see an issue of setting aside time to plan something special. Now, I will say the pressure put on this day is completely uncalled for, but I do kind of like the idea of it. So I guess the first question that you might wonder is what Christian and I did for Valentine's Day. Well, first of all, we did not celebrate on a Monday night, okay? Like, who does that? We celebrate on a Friday. Because Monday night is really just for watching like reality TV after dinner and going to bed early. And I know that makes me sound really old, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to go out on the town on a Monday night, okay? Like, we're probably going to have like a good dinner and then we're going to watch some Married at First Sight, which is a very good season so far this year. You know, and then we'll go to bed and it'll be chill, right? But to be honest, we don't really normally celebrate Valentine's Day that much. Like, we don't give each other gifts or anything, but we just have like a date night, which we also do not reserve for Valentine's Day. I will say we are really good about having date nights. We usually have them at least once a week. And we dress up like we go all out and we have a wonderful night. Like, I'm not wearing like jeans and a t-shirt. Like, we're looking good, okay? And it's just the two of us and we usually have a really nice dinner and maybe we do something after. But so really Valentine's Day is just another date night. But this year, I don't know, I was a little inspired because it was our first Valentine's Day as a married couple. So to Christian's surprise, because he was not expecting me to get him a gift, I did. I got him a little bit of a gift. And yes, I also gave that to him already. And I did not get one of those expensive ones that advertisers told me to get. And actually, to be honest, I wasn't really planning on getting a gift, but I was charging the car at Target recently. And like most things in Target, something caught my eye and I made an impulse purchase. I just decided to wait until Valentine's Day to actually give it to him. So I was wasting some time. The car was charging, which you get about 45 minutes of car charging time, okay, because I usually wait until it's pretty low to do so. But let me tell you, it's a dangerous activity, by the way. Wasting time in any store always means you'll be spending money, always. Like when Ginza was a little puppy and, you know, we got her when she was like in September, right? So by the time she had her last shot, so she can start walking outside on a leash. And we wanted to train her to walk on a leash. It was too cold outside. So we would take her, we have like a Nordstrom's mall, like right near our house. And we would take her there and walk her for hours. those were expensive dog trips. Okay. Like that dog walk wasn't expensive. Like not only were we buying things, but they had like the Nordstrom's bar where you could stop and like have a cocktail and she was allowed there. So like on a cold Saturday, why not just go take her, walk her, get her tired and have a glass of wine at Nordstrom's. She loves Nordstrom's to this day, by the way. But I was walking around Target and I came across a coffee mug display. And there were these like cute white mugs with gold Mr. and Mrs. printed on them. And listen, we drink a lot of coffee in our house. I mean, a lot. Like we have an espresso machine, a 12-cup drip machine, and a French press. So coffee mugs are things that we use a lot. And these were cute. And we just got married. So like, bam, impulse buy. Then I was on TikTok as per usual, and these 100 date calendars kept getting advertised. And it's basically like this calendar object that has 100 squares that you scratch off for different date ideas. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was really cute because it forces you to do something different that maybe you wouldn't have planned, right? Like go to the aquarium or like, I don't know, go have a picnic or something. So I bought that too. And if that wasn't enough, which it was, because like I said, Christian and I don't buy each other Valentine's Day gifts, I also bought tickets to a show because we love chefs and we love trying new restaurants and we also love the theater. So I heard of this fabulous, famous chef in Chicago, Rick Bayless. He partnered with Windy City Playhouse to develop this show, which I was intrigued because it was more of an experience than a show. And it was really like this interactive play called A Recipe for Disaster. And it put you in the middle of an influencer night at a new restaurant. And, you know, during the show, you receive four tastings of food along with wine and cocktail pairings as part of this like quote unquote influencer night. And there's like chaos going on all around you. Like the main chef doesn't show up, but the health inspector does. A competitor is trying to sabotage. There were like dynamics between characters and all this like crazy stuff is happening all around you. And I have to say that when I told Christian what we were doing, like he did not really understand it, which is probably because I didn't really know how to explain it, but it was actually a really fun time and I'm really glad that we went. The one thing I will say is that the food was not good. Like it wasn't even, it's not that it wasn't great, it wasn't good. And this is shocking to me considering this big chef name that was a playwright of the show and like put his name on it. Like this guy has like a Michelin star. Like I can't even believe he would allow his name to be associated with that food. But you know, it was something different than we would normally do. So in a way, I kind of like started the 100 dates without even knowing it. But that was our Valentine's Day. And I think, you know what? It wasn't too bad. I think especially it's so cold. And, you know, I just want to do something special because Christian's been traveling a lot for school. And so why not? But according to a recent study, millennials place a higher importance on the cost of Valentine's Day gifts than our prior generations. So some fun stats for you on a Valentine's Day. People who have been in relationships between 2 to 5 years spend 79% more on Valentine's Day gifts or dinner than someone in a relationship for 16 years or more. And I mean, so Christian and I have been together for like 10 years. So we're kind of right in the middle of the stat. And I don't know if we've spent more or less. I'm sure you probably spent less as you move on, but this really isn't fair. Like, come on, people. If anything, the longer you're together, the more you should put in effort to continue that, you know, you need to like make sure they keep knowing that you care about them. But also, people who are satisfied with their relationship spend 50% more in Valentine's Day gifts, which that, I mean, I understand. Like, if you're not happy in a relationship, why are you going to spend money on Valentine's? But also, like, maybe you should just break up. 1 out of 5 adults have been upset by their partner spending too little on a gift, which like, shame on you, man. Like that's where like it crosses a line for me. Like, it's not about how much you spend. It's about, especially Valentine's Day. Like, I really think Valentine's Day is just like, you know, it's something thoughtful. I feel like that's where you want to focus on thoughtful gifts, not like I'm just going to go spend a bunch of money. Like anyone can do that. Like it's the thought that counts truly. And I do say some of this play out when I compare my boomer parents and my own spending habits for Valentine's Day. Like growing up, we prioritized spending time together. My dad would get me some flowers probably, and my mom would always have this like Dove dark chocolate hearts around the house. Like, you know, the ones I'm talking about, they're usually like in purple, probably for Valentine's Day, they're in pink or red. But it's not really about the gifts. It's more about telling someone you love them and spending time together. And even this year, when I told my mom what I had gotten Christian and asked her, I'm like, you know, so what are you doing for Valentine's Day? She's like, nah, nothing. We're just ordering in. And here, actually, out of all of this, here was the one of the most surprising stats is that apparently the generation willing to spend the most, Gen Z. Yeah, Gen Z is willing to spend the most amount of money across all categories, from a romantic getaway, jewelry, dinner, lingerie, which, I mean, are you old enough for that? Perfume, wine, flowers, like you name it, which like, oh, how cute. But who would have thought that they would be that into it? Like, to be honest, I am shocked Gen Z isn't calling us all out for supporting this stereotypical holiday that glorifies gender stereotypes and patriarchal relationship roles. But hey, I was wrong on this one. So maybe you have plans for Valentine's Day, or maybe you don't. First of all, don't feel guilty either way. Valentine's Day can be whatever you want it to be. It can be filled with extravagant gifts from a jewelry store or handmade cards from your kids. Maybe you'll go to a fancy dinner, or you'll cook your favorite dish together at home. Maybe you'll cuddle by the fire, or maybe you'll draw a bath for yourself and enjoy a glass of wine and a face mask. No matter if you spend a dollar, Valentine's Day really is just a day where love wins, when love is prioritized. And is that a bad thing? The reality is, I think we could use more Valentine's Days. I hope you're feeling the love today. And if not, go do something for yourself that makes you feel loved. Because the best love of all is the love we give to ourselves. Thank you so much for listening today. Share the love by sharing this episode with those you care about. You can get the transcripts emailed directly to your inbox by subscribing to myalmostmidlifecrisis.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Until next time.